And so we are back for the second part, and I hope I can manage to just put these two videos side by side and not, split the information. That's what I wanted. Let's see if that's possible. So we're going to carry on to talk about Leo, the sign of Leo, into the year 2024. And this is a tough one because it's not only about 2024, it's also about the next 20 years, okay? I feel that the most important thing that you have to do is work, not only working on yourself, but also to work in a team, okay? I feel that, with Jupiter on the 25th of May changing into your going to your 11th house of friendships, this is going to be really important because the 11th house is not only friendships, it's networking, it's hopes and dreams. And I feel this is going to bring a lot of opportunities and prosperity to you because you're feeling the pressure, okay? It's not an easy one. That's why I said connect in this yearly organizer because I feel that having the last couple of years, half year, half the next year and a half, sorry, having Saturn in Aquarius was a little bit tough because it was doing an opposition. It was tough for Aquarius. It was tough for Leo, and now it's almost the same thing. But while Aquarius is developing and expanding, I feel that it's just like Libra and Aries. While Aries and Aquarius are expanding and trying to make the most of their own energies, okay, and connecting with others and expanding and growing, I feel that Libra and Leo are being called to revolve around the things that they did in the past, okay? So their relationships, the way they connected to other people, okay? I'm saying this because I'm feeling this pressure because of Saturn in Pisces, but my south node is in Libra in the fifth house, and the fifth house is, is Leo. So you're going to have a lots of ego speaking right now. Perhaps you detached like last year from many people that you knew, friends and relationships. And I feel that perhaps you left some projects on the back burner because you detached from certain situations in work or in friendships. And now I feel with this North Node in Aries that you are connecting to this fire energy and coming up with some ideas to connect with people, not being so incisive and so egocentric or control freak around your ideas. So this is going to be your reality for the next 20 years, and Pluto is going to change your relationships. That's why I cannot stress enough this verb connect with other people. Because Pluto on the seventh house is making a complete revolution on the way how you perceive and connect and go into your relationships. I feel that while you are feeling a little bit more empowered with this, it's going to make you feel less vulnerable with your vulnerability and your fragility, and you're going to open up a little bit more with the partner that you chose, your friends. And perhaps I feel that in the past you felt a little bit threatened with certain commentaries and people around you and with the interactions, because I feel that while you are a really noble person and you are creative, you are also demanding of the time of other people. And sometimes, particularly in this age of Aquarius, people might see that as some really demanding work and really egocentric, or having an ego trip. So don't bother that. I feel that you are evolving, okay? You are evolving a lot, and you're just like Aquarius, but in different situations. Your Pluto, it's making a lot of pressure, okay? It's in opposing your sun, so you're feeling the pressure to transform, while Aquarius is feeling the pressure to share their own essence that's going to transform other people. It's a little bit different, okay? So it's the same thing with the eclipses, okay? These eclipses are falling on your third and ninth house, and I feel that you are aiming to learn more skills, to listen to other people, to seek other stuff, while Aquarius are being called to share their ideas and evolving and expanding their ideas, you are being called to change your perspective, to change the way that you think. While Aquarius are sharing their philosophies and helping other people to evolve, I'm not saying that you cannot do this for other people, but I feel that your inner work is changing a lot because Pluto is hitting the first house in Aquarius, so it's changing their identity while you are changing from outwards into yourself. Okay, so you are learning a lot from other people while Aquarius are learning from themselves and expanding through their own identity. That's different, okay? So that's it. I feel that you have to reintegrate many people that you learn, many things that you learn with other people from the last couple of years. And I feel that you're going to learn a lot of being more aware of other people's feelings because your Pluto was making an aspect in the eighth house, and you have changed so much. I feel that the last 20 years you were really into intimacy and sexuality and being really intense. I feel that there were so many experiences that you have been through power control, power dynamics, and perhaps you have attracted many you have attracted like really scorpionic kind of people, those vibes are really passionate but also really toxic sometimes. So you are learning the next 20 years how to deal with other people that have other kinds of energy as well, okay? I feel that you are a little bit more detached and you are not searching for intoxicating kind of energies. So good for you, Leos, okay? So let's see. I'm going to whoops, is this okay? I feel that it is okay. The lighting is a little bit different from what we had in the morning, but it's okay also. Okay, what matters the most is the information, but I have to assure you that I can, because these are all black and white photographs in this deck, so I have to assure that you can see perfectly all that I'm reading. Okay, so three cards. The first one is your essence, the second is blockages, and the third one is the outcome from the year for the year of 2024. So the base is Five of Wands, struggle. We have Saturn in Leo, we have Clear the Tower. And we have the star, that's the energy of Aquarius and the Queen of Pentacles. I feel that you are aiming towards a more secure interaction with other people. And this is so amazing because your energy is Venus, okay? Seventh house, and you have the Princess of Chalices, that's Venus. I feel that or you want to compromise with someone or want to feel different in your relationships, more balanced as well. I feel that you, because of the pressure that you're feeling with Pluto, we have Venus in Virgo here, Vesta. I'm not saying that you want to be independent or have completely gave up on relationships or partnerships, but I feel that you are really because fifth house Leo, it's all about romance. but they are not dependent as the shadow side of Libra. Okay, that kind of attachment, it doesn't exist. But you can be quite passionate, and I feel the only thing that you are confronting yourself is what you are attracting, okay? Because I feel that you perhaps are still attracting the same kind of people, okay? So be very, I think you are more aware of that, and that's why we have Virgo and Libra right here with the Queen of Swords and the Virgo cut. I feel that you are cutting a lot of people and you are struggling a little bit, but with time I feel that people are have gone away of your life for a good reason, okay? That's it. And it's so funny because it has Saturn in Leo. Well, you had Saturn opposing your sun. It was almost the same thing. So let's see an oracle card for you guys in 2024. And we have day 24, Autumn Aquarius, let go and detach. So we have the Queen of Swords, let go and detach. Summer arrived, ovulation, and Scorpio. I feel that, I don't know if you have a daughter, a son, or you have created something with an Scorpionic kind of energy, because yeah, completely. And I was talking about Scorpio or the eighth house, and you had Pluto in the eighth house the last couple of years. So I feel that you are struggling a little bit with the attraction or the things that you are attracting in your life or you attracted 2 decades ago. And I don't know if it's a divorce, if it's a passionate event, a passionate relationship, something like that. But I feel that has weighed a little bit on you the last years, okay? And you're still dealing with that, okay? So the next one is going to be, whoo-hoo, we're going to talk about Virgo, okay? And this is going to be where is Virgo? Okay, I've missed it. I'm sorry, I was already in Libra. God. So Virgo, this has to be really similar to Pisces. I feel that you are raising the bar. Pisces don't want to be on the back burner anymore, any longer. We are mainly because it's spicy season that I'm as while I'm talking this this is a timeless reading actually, but it's connected to 2024, and right now it is we are on the verge of getting into March. So happy birthday if you know any Piscearians in your life. But being these exes between these two signs, they are very similar. So the messages, if you want to hear also the messages for Pisces, it's really similar, but with a change. It's while Saturn is hitting our identity, Piscearian identity, Saturn is imposing this kind of discipline and weaken a little bit, trying to relieve the kind of mold and perfectionism that you designed for your life. That's it, okay? I feel that you'll be a little bit, I think you have a little bit more time to integrate while Pisces are going to go into the front and just do what they have to do when the North Node hits Pisces in 2025. I feel that you are going to feel a little bit dizzy because all the generational planets are going to be moving into fire signs, and but there are some breakthroughs, okay? There are some important breakthroughs, even if you're feeling tired or more disciplined or a little bit or even neurotic, okay? Because Pluto is moving into your sixth house, and the sixth house is your house, okay? So I feel that you are making a revolution in the way that you organize your work, your daily routine, the way that you are at service with others. Perhaps you are tired of that. Perhaps you're more concerned with your well-being. Perhaps there was something connected to your health that you have to take care of. I know that, Saturn usually it's really annoying, and it depends the house that you have in your planet that's in Saturn, but usually it's really annoying. For instance, I have Pluto in the sixth house, so I know that from time to time I have something to wake me up and to transform into something I have or someone that I have to be in my life, and that is really connected to my health, to my day-to-day basis. I have Moon in Scorpio in the sixth house as well, so that is kind of a renaissance for me. Health is the meaning of transform my life into a higher power or awareness, if you might say. Well, awareness is power, okay? So I feel that you will have the power during this next 20 years for something really important, and that is to heal other people. I feel that Pisces will have the role of holding other people's hands and saying that's okay, you don't have to be afraid, and dive right with them into their unconscious and then their dreams, and to translate what their dreams and what the spiritual world says or tries to say or tries to convey to people. And then we have Virgo, who are doing a really, really important job of transforming these people's lives through work, health, well-being, and being aware of their own limits. Okay? This is the main thing, is that you're going to heal and transform other people's lives. Okay? And for that, we have a set of four eclipses this year. And of course, it starts with Libra, then Aries, and at the end of the year during your birthday, we're going to have two eclipses, one in Virgo, the other in Pisces. And they're going to hit, this first one are going to hit your second and eighth house, and then the seventh and the first house. And while the first ones are connected to karma and our own value and resources and money and being more wise connected to these themes, the second one is awakening our identity, your identity, okay, dear Virgos. You are trusting even more and more throughout the end of these next 20 years. You're going to trust your judgments, and you are going to teach other people to integrate changes and evolve. So while you're going to feel a little bit tired, just like Pisces, it's completely normal. Just do some checkups to your body, certain parts you already know. But the only thing that Virgo, I feel that, Pisces, they are quite anxious as well as Virgo, but Virgo tries to intellectualize those emotions, but they activate as well a lot of anxiety that's going to, manifest itself in your health. So be aware of that. I feel that you already know this that I'm telling you, but it's never too much to make sure that you are aware of this situation. So you already know, just take care of yourself in first place, and then by example, not by saving other people or being at surf at all times, by example, teach other people to do the same. Okay? So three cards that I'm going to pull out for this reading. The first one is your essence and your energy for 2024, the blockages, and the third one is, of course, the outcome of this. So essence, blockages, and outcome, and whoo-hoo, we have the devil, humanize. That's what I was saying. Ground, Hierophant, and Ten of Cups, expand. I feel that you and the High Priestess, of course. I feel that while Virgo, they're always trying to serve other people, they forget usually that they are human. So beware, just enjoy life, and by example, that's why I was saying, by example, that this is the outcome cards, okay? By example, I feel your essence is going to be marvelous. King of Wands. I want, I will, I need, I want, and I will. This is completely this Cancer Leo King of Wands. They reign and they know how to pull the strings, and I know they know how to do things. So you're going to have not, it's not actually strategy, you're going to flow, okay, around this energy. The only thing that's going to block you a little bit is this kind of desire to make many things happen at the same time. We have the Prince of Wands here, starts, okay? But the outcome is going to be, this is so funny because you're going to have the King of Wands being compelling, being blocked by the Prince of Wands. So perhaps this is a kind of a ego striking round here. I feel that you are feeling okay with yourself, but you feel at the same time you have to come up with something new or show what you are doing. You don't. You simply don't. You have this amazing energy of just being in your own power. You are really capable of balancing these two energies, and you have this Sagittarius Capricorn Queen of Pentacles that could be a Virgo energy as well, because it's really poised. They are taking care of their home, they're taking care of their family, but they are not compromising their well-being. Okay, they are not forgetting of living, they are not forgetting of learning, they are not forgetting of feeling kind with themselves and expanding their own life or being in tune with themselves. That's it. Okay, so I'm going to take a pull out a card of this. Whoops, sorry. Of this oracle. Let's see. One card for Virgo, and we have the balsamic moon withdrawal. You feel this? And we have creating and persisting. So I feel that you are really balancing this energy of withdrawal and taking care of yourself, and then to start doing things and be creative. Okay, so this is going to be really, really amazing because you're awakening a side of yourself that you didn't know, that you didn't felt it was possible, not making so many things at the same time and trying to be, a fireman and a firewoman, trying to take care of everyone. You're not a nurse, okay? Well, you're in universe's nurse, as a matter of fact, but I feel that you have to be that in your own life, and by example, show people how have to do, how they have to do in their own lives. That's it. Okay. So next one we have Libra. It's only okay. Libra, Scorpio, and we have Sagittarius and Capricorn in the end. So we have Libra in here. Libra is going to have an amazing year, sometimes difficult and with some frustrations, I'm not going to lie. Since the last year, the North Node has been in Aries. So the South Node is in Libra. So you are reviving a lot of trauma, a lot of anxiety, a lot of frustration. What have I done with the last 20 years of my life? Pluto was in the fourth house, lots of family and root. Family traumas and things connected to your family and your traditions and the way that you perceived more intimate connections. It's a lot to think about. Your Pluto is already in your fifth house because Pluto is in Aquarius, and this is changing completely the way that you perceive having children, romance, thinking what love or passion is. Okay, so I feel that you are you are finding a space for yourself to allow yourself to feel pleasure. I feel that the last 2 decades were really heavy because you felt that you were responsible for everyone around you. Something that that is connected to Pisces and Virgo, but being the South Node, it's kind of tricky, because you are making a rewind. You are rewinding your life and trying to give up on looking for the perfect situation because librarians, I was talking about libraries, sorry. But that's, you know, that's okay, because Libras are really connected to the intellect and writing and poetry and beauty, because they are ruled by Venus. I have my south node in Libra, so I'm feeling this in a very, very tough way. What is just for me? What is, it's not just, what is fair? We're talking about fairness, talking about justice. And I feel that most Libras are, no, that was not fair for me. I felt that I had to do this because it wasn't fair to the other person. But what about me? Why am I always letting myself down? Do I not feel worthy of love, or, you know? So I felt that, you know, the last 20 years, Libras, they're all lived for their families, okay? Or their connections or marriages or whatever. And you try to save every single person around you. So, but, you know, no can do. Your frustration and your anger and resentment allowed it yourself to come up to a better place and feel acceptance. I feel that, you know, this year you are accepting certain things and just going with the flow, but putting yourself in first. Or at least saying, well, I'm not doing that again. No, thank you. No more rounds in this rodeo. No, thank you. No, sir. Okay. So this year we're going to have four eclipses. The first one is the lunar eclipse in your sign, dear Libra. So this is going to be really, really, really potent, because lunar eclipses usually have this kind of flare that, you know, it's more intense because it's connected to emotions, of course. And so I feel that you are letting go a part of yourself and allowing yourself to let go. So have a journal, write something, yell at someone, I don't know, go to a train station and cry and scream as much as you can. But there's something of you that you are letting go, mainly because we're talking about the seventh and the first house, okay? And because we're going to have in April a sun eclipse in Aries, but there is a part, and because this is in the fifth degree, this lunar eclipse in Libra, this is all about your ego and something that was crystallized and that you weren't able to express. So Pluto in the fifth house, you are being able to express this, okay? This is a synchrony, an amazing synchrony, five degrees, and, you know, having Pluto in the fifth house is just amazing. So first one, this is your identity. In April, going to renewal your relationships and your life, and then 6 months afterwards you'll have another pack of eclipses that are going to happen in your sixth and 12th houses that are connected to, of course, your unconscious and your day-to-day life and work. And I feel that you're going to talk about all the things that were just like Cancer. You're going to talk about the things that matter to you the most. You're not taking, but, you know, while Cancer is doing therapy, you're not, you already done that. It's just like done that, being there, just trying to activate with the things that you've learned. And because Jupiter will move into Gemini on the 25th of May, and it's going to hit your ninth house, I feel that you're going to be able to adventure yourself into something new. Perhaps you're going to feel that you have changed the way that you perceive the world, or you're going to travel, or you're going to relocate and meet lots of people, different people. I feel that you have been doing this since the last year, actually. Because Pluto was in Aquarius and then changing to Capricorn and then Aquarius again. At the end of the year is going to be a little bit, you know, of Capricorn. Perhaps a high note that you want to talk with your family. Perhaps you're going to relocate, yes, and, you know, get out of your house or sell your house. I don't know. But it's more concerned to with Pisces, with Jupiter hitting the fourth house. But this is it's going to be major. I feel that you have new people around you, are going to find new people around you, are going to fall in love, perhaps have a new child or create something amazing that you have been dreaming a long time. Okay, so the focus here is how to relate to yourself so you can relate in a better way with others and not compromise yourself and your dreams. Okay, that's it. So we're going to make a tarot reading, a very quick one. It's just a sum of everything that I just said. Three cards only. Whoops, lots of energy. Jesus. Oh, okay, we have one. It fell over here. King of Swords. Jeez. Okay, let's see. King of Swords, Libra, Aquarius. So you are really getting your way this time. So let's see. Your essence, your blockages, and the outcome for this year. We have the Five of Swords, liberate with Venus in Aquarius. I feel that you are detaching from some people or some things. But first you have to make amends with the past, and this is so telling in this reading. So your card for this year is the Magician. You see, the Magician to do, okay? You are manifesting new things into your life. The block is just this card, this amazing card. The Emperor. I feel that you are learning a lot of things with this energy, this really focused, aggressive, proactive energy of Aries. And sometimes people are not recognizing you or your actions, but you're doing either way. So be careful not to be sometimes too aggressive or trying to be too extreme as well. You're not getting the best out of me again, okay? Just let people, you know, slide, and just don't do anything. Just disappear, okay? It's a waste of energy. And then the last one, remember. I want a clarification for this. It's the only sign that I'm doing this, a clarification. Nine of Pentacles, attract. So you are attracting independence, you're doing for yourselves. You are remembering everything that you lived on the last, you know, 20 years. If you're less than 20 years, you have flashbacks, and you are having insightful conversations that are changing everything that you knew. Just one more thing, a card from this oracle that I created that is based on the moon cycles. And we have Gibbous Moon, make decisions. Leo, grow. Day 11, okay? Make decisions and grow. Amazing. And this is Leo. You see this? This energy, the energy that is transforming your life with Pluto in the fifth house in the next 20 years. You're creating a masterpiece, being the son, a daughter, an institution, a legacy, something. It's quite magical, okay? So do not miss a bit. Well, the next one is Scorpio. You know I love Scorpios. I've been living all my life with Scorpio people. Lots of people with moon in Sagittarius. Scorpio risings, moon in Scorpio, Venus in Scorpio. I love intense people. I love people that mean what they say, but they are well balanced and they're not freaky or toxic. That's my kind of folks, okay? My kind of people, like people who really mean what they say and say what they mean. These are the people that I like, okay? Yeah, I have Venus in the eighth house. I cannot, you know, in Capricorn, I cannot help it. I really like people that feel what they feel and they go after things. I like that. In spite of, you know, Scorpios usually have this kind of, you know, fame attached to them, that it's completely ridiculous because we live in a world that it's so ludicrous and it's so superficial that people cannot handle, you know, no, now or never, my way or the highway. Sometimes it's necessary, even if we, you know, under the spell of the Aquarius, age of Aquarius, we are being called of not being so extremist. So beware that sometimes, Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius, or Leo can quite be, most of dictatorships were under people with these sun signs or moon signs, and they're quite to the point. They do what they please and nothing else. Sometimes it's good, sometimes not that good. Okay, that's why they invented the mutable sun signs. We are lovely. So, October. From October and November, dear Scorpios, what can we expect for this year of 2024? This is going to be really strange for you guys because you are intense, okay? And all these outward planets, these called generational planets, are going to be moving into a fire sign, and it's going to be a little bit sometimes chaotic. And everything is going to speed up in your life. The first thing is that we're going to have Pluto hitting your your fourth house. Was I speaking in tongues? I don't think so. But it's going to hit your fourth house, and the fourth house is roots, is your country, is your habits, your family, your mother, even your emotions, and it's going to be a revolution in this. So you're going to have to find balance in your life. This is the main word. It's to find balance in your life, and because it's going to force you to dig into your way back story, your ancestral story, and your karma. So because the fourth house, being the house of Cancer, it's going to talk about the things that you have inherited in your family, okay, in your life. Not only this family, but past lives and so forth. So you might meet people that are trigger, there are trigger warnings to you, and it's up to you to transmute that kind of energy and frustration into something more positive, okay? And this can, of course, enhance your capability to be more aware of your own history. Okay, this is the first thing. And because we have the first eclipses are going to be hitting your sixth and 12th houses, they are connected to your work, your health, your unconscious. I feel that you have to conciliate the spiritual and the physical. Perhaps there's something that's bothering you for a long time, and that you are not seeing, okay? I feel that you will going to have to lean on your intuition, because perhaps you are feeling some discomfort in your health, or there's something that you are doing daily day basis that is not being good to you. Just like Tauruses, Taurus have to be more aware of their intuition. I feel that Scorpios have to be more aware of what they are doing in the day-to-day basis, because it's going to appear in their own your their own in their own dreams and their own ambitions, and it's going to pollute your unconscious. Okay, so beware of the influences or the things that are influencing you. Beware of the things that are screaming in your unconscious that you are not perhaps that you are not listening. Perhaps you had certain habits like 20 years ago, and now they don't make any sense because they make you more not more energetic, but more nervous and neurotic. And so this is a reminder for you to take seriously your body being disconnected from your mind. Okay, so take care of that, and I feel that everything is going to be okay. So for me, I would choose I chose the Four of Pentacles because of the sense of security. I feel that you're going to spend a lot of your 2024 with your house, in your house, with your dear ones. Perhaps if you are related to Pisces, or to cancer, perhaps you're going to sell your house, you're about going to buy a new one, particularly if you have placements in Cancer or in Pisces, because Jupiter is going to be hitting the fourth house as well. So it's all up to you. It's going to be really focused on the balance of your day-to-day basis, and because Mars is going to be retrograde in the end of the year on your 10 house, something's got to give with your health connected to your work. So beware if you are not being a workaholic or trying to doing many things at the same time. Okay, just be aware of that. Let's do this. Oh, and the last thing, but not the least, is that you've come a long way, because you learned a lot from the last 2 years when the North Node was in Taurus and the South Node was in Scorpio. So there was a huge transformation on your habits, on your routines. Perhaps you're eating better, you're sleeping better, but even so, there are still things that you are doing that are not connecting to the person that you are right now. Perhaps you have old habits that are coming between your well-being. Okay, that's it. So, three cards for you. The first one is your essence, the second one is blockages, and the third one is the outcome for the year of 2024. Just like surrender to the evidence of things, two of wonder there, and 10 of wands relief. There's the heavy weight that you are trying to ignore. Actually, there's a heavy weight that you're trying to ignore with this. Yeah. Nine of Pentacles attract Venus in Virgo. I feel that you're going to be aware of the problem that you are facing, but you are blocking with the King of Wands. That's the King of Desire and Wands. So perhaps imagine you always ate in a certain way, and you don't want to give up on certain things that you were eating and that you love. Or you're seeing certain movies or listening to certain music, and perhaps that is not for you anymore. There's some things that in your day-to-day basis that are afflicting your well-being. So the last card is really telling. It's the card that was attached to Pisces essence in 2024. I feel that you are going to perceive what is wrong with you, okay? And you're going to do something about it, okay? You're going to surrender to the evidence, even if it, you know, if even if you have to give up on certain things that connect you to other people, certain people, or certain habits, or that's it. Because they are wounding your body, really. So, a card for you guys, a card for Scorpio in 2024. Quiet, end of period, regain strength, make decisions, Leo. Okay, this is the year of making decisions, actually, but this quiet, end of period, regain strength, this is really perceiving that is the end of an era and that you need to do something different. Okay, completely different. I feel that you're finding more pleasure as well in simple things, just like, you know, watering your plants, being with your dog, going for a walk in the park, or just listening to music, or being alone. I feel that, you know, Scorpios are vibing in another level this year. That's it. It's a lot of noise outside. So the next one is December babies. These are the Sagittarius. We're almost in the end. After being almost 20 years, like 15 years to be more precise, in Capricorn, you already know that Pluto is hitting, already hit Aquarius, going to be a little while in Capricorn at the end of the year, and then it's going to hit Aquarius again and stay there for the next 20 years. So what does this mean is that you're going to collect a lot of things during this year. One of them is going to be the urge of being more well-spoken, and it's going to give you more power. Okay, Pluto in Aquarius is air. Sagittarius hits right away, usually with Aquarius, and this is activating your third house, so it's giving you more power to speak and to to manage to be more powerful through your communication. Okay, not always Sagittarians are clear about what they want. It's just like they want to experience the world, they want to be free and just explore. But I feel that something happened in the last year, and that you are being more responsible with your energy, and not, you know, don't want to spend your energy in a loop, or you know, you're going to do things out of the blue. You are doing what you have to do in a more discerning way, okay? So while Pluto's in your third house has to do with your ideas that can revolutionize your life in the next 20 years. So this is really important with your mindset. I feel that the idea that you had about your life changed completely since last year. And this is going to not only the way that you think, you speak, the way that you vibe, your frequency in the world, and perhaps we're going to have, and because we're sorry, and because we're going to have four eclipses this year. So four eclipses, the first in Libra, afterwards Aries, then Pisces, and in the end Virgo. And this is going to be really important because these are hitting the fifth house, the 11th house, and then the fourth house and the 10th house. Because so it's a lot of structure, just like Gemini. While Gemini are going to expand and do what they think, I feel that you are thinking about the things that you do more than you did in the past. Because if Gemini this year and the next 20 years are more concerned about their expansion, you know, Jupiter is going to be in your seventh house, so the expansion is going to be concerned with your relationships, and the eclipse is in the fifth house and 11th house. This is going to activate your love life a lot. New friends, perhaps a new love interest, or having babies. The last two eclipses in the year are connecting to, I don't know, starting a family, buying a house, I don't know, something that's connected to networking. So Jupiter in the seventh house from May 25th until June of 20, from May 25th until June the 9th is going really bring something huge. And while Gemini is expanding their kind of interests, like trying to decide if they're going to expand the family, and they're making things happening, and they are teaching other people, I feel that you are giving meaning to your life through your ideas and your conception of things. It's like, okay, I had a baby, or I'm starting a family. What does this mean to you? I'm taking this slow. And this is a good thing for Sagittarius, okay? I feel this can bring an important partnership or a marriage, or you even revolutionize your future with a new idea, a new bright idea that no one has ever had before, and no one could, you know, really expect from you. You know, because Sagittarius are always, you know, go with the flow. They're a mutable fire sign. You know, nobody tells them what to do. This could be really good or really bad, okay? Whoops. So, three cards for your essence, okay? Your essence, your blockages, and the outcome. And then on the back of nós, we have nós temos. I was going to start talking Portuguese, sorry. Eight of Cups, leave Saturn in Pisces. Oh, of course, Saturn is in Pisces, and you already know. This is a mutable water sign, so it's giving a little bit of responsibility over Sagittarius, of course. Nine of Wands, perseverance, so you're protecting something in your life, and Queen of Pentacles, you are your mother, a father, you're trying to protect a business, something like that. So, Moon in Cancer, something really connected to your home, to fulfill something that you need to do. I feel that you have so many ideas, but sometimes you can delude yourself with too many bright ideas or idealizations. So beware of the passion that you have for making something true and or trusting other people's judgment. It's not a good thing. Trust your own judgment and feel that you the thing that is more important is the process, it's not the place you're going to end. Okay, so this is going to happen. We have Mercury and Ceres being represented here by the Princess of Pentacles. So you're going to plow and you're going to recover what you have invested. Okay, just one more card for this moon in Cancer. I'm really curious why. Do so, you are dedicating all your time to your family, making things happen, connected to your family, a spouse, a boyfriend, girlfriend, daughter, son, your house. You're redecorating, you are changing the way that you structure your life. So you have become homebodies, dear Sagittarius. That's it. A card for you guys. We have on the verge of saying goodbye, last quarter moon, and then detach, let go, Aquarius. That's it. I feel that you're going to have new people in your life, new friends, a new love interest. Yeah, so but beware of this kind of energy of not being fulfilled enough, because it is completely this, although this is moon in Cancer, usually Sagittarius don't feel fulfilled. So this is the great shadow work that usually Sagittarius people must do, is not being fulfilled and therefore believing in everything that can happen and, you know, falling into a really difficult stories or difficult narratives of people that are toxic. Okay, so beware of that. Finally, we have Capricorn. So if you are a Capricorn, congratulations, you just survived of 20 years of your life. Do not shoot the messenger. I'm just doing what I do. But you just recovered from 15 years of your life. Yeah, it's not 20, it's 15 years of your life. Since 2008, you lived with Pluto in your sign. So this completely managed to revolutionize your life. And you are not the same person that you were in 2008, no sir. So what was the last thing that you did in 2007, 2008? Did you say, oh my God, that's not me. That's not possible, okay? Something really happened that was made to be in your life and to show you that you could do it, okay? So this year is all about managing to, and the next 20 years, to learn from the experiences that you had the last 20 years. If you were someone really connected, because Capricorn is completely connected to and really attached to the status and profession and career, if you're really connected to this notion or stability, a false sense of stability, the Pluto in your first house showed you that you could not do this. Your life went bonkers, and perhaps you were forced to deal with the family loss, with people that needed your help, with assistance. Perhaps you lost a friend, a spouse, someone that said, well, you only live for your work. Perhaps you change your work, perhaps your work didn't answer to the things that you have to do. Perhaps if you weren't a alcoholic, there was something that, you know, really changed your life. Now the things that are changing in your life is the notion of your self-worth and your resources. Perhaps you're really attached to your money, didn't spend anything in anyone or anything, and now you are doing so. You are investing, you are realizing that, you know, that you have different convictions around material matters, and you want to invest in other people, and that you want to transform and be more open, you know, with your own values, but the values of other people as well. So what are you aiming for this year? We have four eclipses, all in two in cardinal signs, just like yourself, Aries and Libra, and then two in mutable signs, Virgo earth sign, just like yourself, and Pisces. And these are hitting your 10th and your fourth house. So your career, your work, and your family, perhaps your family continues to need your personal assistance. And so when you ask yourself, why me, in the last 15 years, you already know. You were made to detach yourself from your mentality that your worth was connected to your job. Congratulations, you made it. You are a master in this. So you're already good. You'll always be good in working. You are fast, you are professional, you are exquisite in understanding the underlining of all kind of situations. You're ambitious, you do not mess around, and you don't have time for people with no ambition. Okay, so I feel that these things happen for you to get closer to your own essence, because status in your job, they are not connected to your potential nor your talent. Okay, and the last thing that you have to know is that Jupiter is going to move into Gemini. It's going to hit your sixth house until June of 9th of 2025. So you're going to feel a little bit more vital, okay? During the COVID, you suffered a little bit because Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto was, everything was, you know, these three big ones were in Capricorn. So I feel that you expanded a lot. You grew a lot as a person, even your work. And perhaps you aimed and got things that you weren't expecting in the last 3-4 years, but at the same time you feel a little kind of frustrated because you think, well, I'm the most qualified person for this and that job. Why am I not doing what I want? It's not what you want, it's what you need. So stay tuned, okay? So let's see, three cards for you guys, your essence, your blockages, and your outcome. We have the moon, so be more connected to your own emotions and the emotions of others. For once, this is connected to relationships. Give a little bit more emphasis and dedication to emphasis and just stop and breathe a little bit, okay? Your energy is the Queen of Wands, creating, okay? And the blockages are the Princess of Wands. So immaturity of your own ego, trying to show up more than you need. Okay, just don't do. Just create in your own space. The last one, the outcome is amazing. This is Mars and Capricorn. So you are finally understanding that doing less is doing more. Okay, so cooperate with others and your talent will show. That's it. Okay, last one. Last card, so an advice to Capricorn for the year of 2000, whoops, because this is connected to balance, work, and pleasure. Finding a purpose, edit and organize, Virgo, release an egg, full moon, okay? That's it. If you want to get pregnant, just beware, because we have a very fertile energy going on here, Queen of Wands, Princess of Wands, mainly if you are a woman, okay? And the moon, and we have, although moon in Virgo is not the most fertile thing ever. No, okay, the moon in Capricorn is not the most fertile thing ever. But finding a purpose, you're understanding that finding a purpose in your life, it's not the same as having a mission. Not everyone has a purpose, not everyone has a mission, and perhaps you're failing to understand that. More is that you are understanding that your work is not your life. There's more to it. Perhaps I feel that this has been a slow understanding of that. When you want to change, your fear hits again. Well, I have to do something to show my potential and to maintain my status in the world. That's it. I feel that you don't have a lot of trust in human relationships. Usually it's that way because that's the way that Capricorn were designed. They are the authority and the power structures in the world. But I feel that you are deconstructing. You deconstructed with the universe this kind of energy that you feel that you're only valid if you work. That's it. So I hope this has been useful for you guys. Like, share, subscribe, comment, ask, whatever you want to do with this. Use this information in the best way possible. And that's it. Many kisses to you guys. Over and out.